This is the Profit Matters Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Anna Hostert reporting. Many growers that are featured throughout our Row Crop Run series are unique in that they are constantly working to perfect their craft. Once they see the benefits associated with the sustainable farming practice, they can't help but learn more about it. Today, Dennis Messingham of Waterloo tells us about the experiments he's currently conducting on his farming operation.
All my beans are planted green, and I spray my rye at all different times as far as terminating it. I've sprayed some as little as 6 inches high this year, and I sprayed some yesterday that was 24 inches tall, and I'm waiting to spray my next experiment is I'm going to spray them when they're 36 inches tall. So I'm trying to get there again. I'm going for more weed control. Obviously the erosion control is there right now, you know, no matter what. But I also, this year is my first year that I have planted corn into cover crop, which was soybeans last year, and I planted that green. And so my initial experience with corn, and basically it was strip till, and so this will be my first year of planting green with corn.
Dennis, let's go back a little bit. You mentioned you've terminated rye as little as 6 inches, then have scaled up to 24 inches, and now you're striving for 36 inches, which is pretty bold. Let's talk about the differences that you've seen so far between the termination at 6 inches and 24 inches, and which you currently prefer.
Basically, between the 6 and the 24, and I like 24, that's a good height because when it lays down, you got a lot of mulch on the ground to help control the weeds. When I do it at 6 inches tall, you lose a lot of your coverage by the middle of June-ish because that rye was not very tall. So it's getting broken down in the soil and you kind of lose your weed control. Last year, we actually sprayed high the rye because the weather delayed us. That was actually about 5 feet tall. And that turned into a little more the rye left come fall. I mean, my ground was still covered with rye, and I'm a little concerned about planting corn into it because the residue is so thick. But I'm thinking between 2 to 4 foot tall will really work good on weed control.
And Dennis, the reason that you're involved in this project is because you participate in the Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative, which provides cost share funding to seed corn growers who are implementing cover crops post seed corn harvest. Let's talk about what your plans are for planting seed corn.
We got about a week's worth of seed corn to plant. Right now, the ground conditions are so nice that it's almost, I hate to talk about it because things could change in the matter of a minute, but I'm confident we're going to have some good yields this year. And so far, everything's looking really good.
To hear more about Messingham's experience with cover crops, visit iowaagnet.com. There are a couple different stories posted there on our website on the homepage. You can follow along the Row Crop Run series by monitoring our website, subscribing to our e-newsletter called Ag Matters Daily, following us on social media, or simply tuning into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate. That's all I have for you today, folks. This is Anna Hastert, signing off.